Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Ministry. Welcome to Tuesday, the 25th day in February 2025. Before we get to March, God will do something wonderful in your life. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive today's blessings and be responding with Amen, I receive it. I pray for you with Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Your needs, whether spiritual, physical, material, or financial, shall be met as at when due. I see the hand coming to attack you paralyzed. I have an urge in my spirit to pray for anyone who suffered a setback recently or sometimes ago. You suffered a setback financially, maritally, setback in your relationship, setback in that country, setback in your program, in your project, and in your pursuit. If this described you, lay your right hand gently on your heart as I pray. I prophesy you will come back from your setback. Oh, you will move from setback to a divine setup for a higher lifting. When a football is thrown down, as soon as it hit the floor, it bounces up. I prophesy you are bouncing up to a greater and a higher height in Jesus' name. Yes, this miracle of bouncing back starts now. You shall cover your lost ground, lost health, lost status, lost joy, lost money, lost position. All shall bounce back. I speak with an anointed tongue and head. You are rising higher than where you are before. Who is this coughing and sneezing? I prophesy your healing now. All uniform wearing people in the army, police, custom, immigration, all the other secret services, everyone wearing uniform, I prophesy to your life a divine cover, supernatural protection. Those of you in the war zone fighting to protect humanity and your country, you will return home safely. All widows, God sent me to you today. Touch your heart as I pray. God shall comfort you. He will cater for you. He's the husband of the widow, the father of the fatherless. God shall see you through. He will raise you children to enviable height to compensate you. They will wait to do what their fathers couldn't do. You are blessed. My heart goes out to widows all the time. Now, February 25, born people, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will mark February 25 yearly in good health and in abundance in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's run. Let's see how many issues we'll be able to engage today. One, Daddy, good evening. And my TPGF members, my favorite Daddy, I love the way you advise the woman in Port Harcourt whose husband is in another state. The man giving her money is not good for her. Woman, as Daddy has canceled you, that man has no good plan for you and your children. So run for your dear life and also with your children. Wow. Thank you for reinforcing that cancel for her. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, I would like to be enlightened as regarding spiritual husband and wife. Please, it is urgent. I also want to know how to be delivered from them. Wow, spiritual husband and wife is a common preaching emphasis in many ministries and with many ministers, especially the African ministers, Nigeria especially. You will hardly hear this with pastors and ministers in other climes, and it all has to do with our superstitious and traditional background. No matter how much you preach to a black man, especially a Nigerian, until you begin to talk about powers from the father's and the mother's house, spiritual husband, mommy water spirit, then you really have not touched them. While I do not deny spiritual forces at work and that they are real, according to Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, our perception of it is too strong, which builds fear into our congregation. Most of our people, I mean Christians, believe more in the power of the devil to help them than the power of God to protect and defend them. and a congregation flows or become what they regularly listen to from their pastor. The atmosphere is also charged and saturated by the pastor's aura and emphasis. Most of what is termed spiritual husband are oppression of the devil, coming in form of dreams, pressed down, pressed up, sexual intercourse, eating in the dream, being chased about in the dreams. These are all indications that the spirit man of the believer is not well fed with the word of God to be strong enough to resist all this spiritual infiltration. The solution, therefore, is the warfare prayers we teach here every day. Once you are born again, and that's very important, there must be genuine born-again experience. Then Google, bring out all relevant Bible verses against oppression, against the devil, nightmares, evil dream. Do warfare prayers, fasting at least one day a week, and then battle seat to back up, as we have taught it here. Do it consistently. Spirit husband and wife and other dreams and oppression will stop completely. Try it. It works. Good morning, Daddy. More anointing and wisdom. Please, sir, how can we that are not around in the country and we don't have account to transfer money? What can we do? Because we only send money through people that are doing money sending from here. How will you get to know our name and be praying for us by name? More grace. Wow. Thank you so much for sending money to the kingdom work, without which the work will not be growing. We have different payment platforms. PayPal is universal to everyone. Then our UK audience, the HSBC account. But I also know there are those who don't have account of their own. All the payment platforms are possible for those who have personal account of sending it. Lately, GTB Bank has also given us a transfer squad. But like I said, if you don't have personal account, that may be difficult. So go on using the people that are helping you to send it. I pray for you. And God knows your name and knows your heart. As I pray, your blessing also gets to you. So keep using the people sending it for you until you have your personal account and you can make your own personal transfer. Next, good morning, sir, and happy new week. Sir, I'm not very comfortable asking people to take their tithe to a commission like Turning Point. I believe tithe on business and salary should be remitted to their churches. I stand to be corrected, sir. Wow. Thank you for asking this, and I'd like everyone to listen attentively to this explanation and teaching. That your belief is not total and is not correct, not absolutely correct. And I pray you will have an open mind to take correction and these teachings. The main scripture for tithe in the Bible is from Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, that says, bring all your tithe into my storehouse. In your own interpretation, storehouse in Malachi is the building with the church signboard where people gather to worship and hear the word of God, or a registered Christian body with CAC called church. To start with, many registered Christian religious bodies and do not even go by the word church. Church from CAC. They go by ministries and commission. We should not be stuck with the word church. Number two, storehouse is where resources are gathered by Christians and the leadership make effective distribution. Isn't it? Then, what about many missionary bodies sending missionaries out to different fields? What about many Christian bodies on radio, on television, all those who conducting crusade, writing books and materials? What about commissions like ours, preaching the gospel, feeding the poor, running orphanages, old people's home, educational foundation, taking care of the less privileged, and making provisions available? All those. Can I ask how many of the so-called churches in quote, are doing half of these? How many are winning souls in great numbers and discipling them. Now, if you belong to a church where you are well fed spiritually and you see visible growth in terms of salvation of souls and growth of the church, meeting the needs of the less privileged, good. That would be a good storehouse. Take your tithe there. But other Christian bodies, as I have listed, doing kingdom work with visible result, teaching, preaching, winning souls, are also storehouses, are referred to in Malachi chapter 3. So, if you pay your tithe where souls are won and you are blessed, then you are doing the right thing. Now, but if you take your money to where there is no growth, less privilege are not, situations are not addressed, well, it is up to the individual. Read Luke chapter 8, verses 5 to 8, to see the difference between fertile soil and other soils that yield little or nothing. These are all spiritual things. May God give us the understanding. Storehouse in Malachi is not only a registered church organization or church building, it is also commissions, just like Turning Point, where souls are won, where needs are met, and they are added to the kingdom. Turning Point is a good fertile soil for tithing and sowing seed for those who believe in it, and they are being blessed. And this does not mean people should not tithe to their church. Please, if your church is blessing you, is feeding your soul, is winning soul, that would be a fertile soil. Finally, most people do not even belong to a church, seriously, in any form. It is a commission like this, where the word of God is fed into them, where they grow spiritually, and they also render their obligation to the kingdom of God. Thank you for asking. I want to believe we have all learned something today. Tomorrow is the Prayer Mountain in Abuja, same venue, same time, 12 to 2 p.m. Thursday is the Prayer Mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo. Please be there. Pay your tithe and sow your seed. Remember the crossover service coming up this Friday from 10 to 12 midnight to 20 after 12. 30 minutes of vigil, the last day of the month. I speak to everyone's life today. The Lord bless you, lift you, increase you, and support you everywhere you go. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.